Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 65, the four stanzas. Grace and truth shall mark the way, where the Lord his own will lead. If his word they still obey, and his testimonies heed. And what follows, Psalter 65, the four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 2 Samuel 15, the verses 13 through 30. First, we shall read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 2 Samuel 15, the verses 13 through 30. And there came a messenger to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him in Jerusalem, arise, and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servant said unto the king, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men, which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I go whither I may, return thou and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. And Ittai answered the king and said, as the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. And David said to Ittai, go and pass over. And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up until all the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city, if I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I, let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. The king said also unto Zadok the priest, art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz thy son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness until there come word from you to certify me. Zadok therefore and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. Thus far the scripture reading. Oh, let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee for the third time on the second Lord's Day of this newly begun year, that we and our children may place ourselves under thy holy word and eternal testimony. A part of the congregation is privileged to come up to thy house. The greater part are called upon to remain in their dwellings. Lord, there has been a portion of the congregation that were called upon to remain in their dwellings in this day. May that burden be felt. May it be laid before thee. And may it become our guilt. And now the second Lord's Day is already far spent. The evening has come. And may it please thee to abide with us and to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit. Grant a deep impression that from our side it is all sinned away, forfeited, undeserved, unworthy. Lord, wilt thou teach us to weep those tears concerning our sin and that missing of thee? May there be such souls amongst us in this evening hour. It all comes from above. That is what thou granteth unto thy children by the first time and beginning, but also continually. We have heard out of thy holy word of a David that was given to bow, that was given to flee, and that was given to agree with thee. Lord, in this evening hour, then we are called upon to consider the third petition and that is such a difficult petition, then in a special way, then we remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children to the grave, and other loved ones in the past week, and in the time that lies behind us. Then, Lord, may it please thee to spare from rebellion and to rise up against thee, but may there be a bowing in the dust. Wilt thou also remember the Bethesda family? It is a mourning family. Where thou wast taken out of their midst, the young and also the older ones, there are those that have become widows, widowers. There are those that have already for so many years. And then also at this time, then those empty places, they are seen, they are experienced. May it please thee to uphold them all, and that these solemn callings may be used, that souls may be saved by the work of a triune God, our Lord. Do then a great work. We commend unto thee those that are sick, that deal healing and strengthening. Remember the family circles. Lord, in this evening hour, wilt thou grant a blessing upon thy holy word. May it please thee to grant ears to hear and hearts to perceive and to understand. Wilt thou convert us and our children as thou hast converted all thy people. Oh, may it be thy set time. For this one or for that one, may it be for many, ah, Lord. We all need the same thing, that many may be wrought upon, and that it may all become so different, that they receive those longings and desires after thee, the living God, with a deep impression of our sinnership to experience that separation, and with a deep realization that here below everything shall come to an end. Our time is but short, the times are serious, and that we need to be reconciled with thee, that we may become a prepared people for a prepared place. Lord, remember thy children, wilt thou grant us further exercises. May they be not left in the plain, but may they become by the first time, but each time by renewal to the cross of Calvary, to behold that precious mediator and to need him as their prophet, their priest, and their king. Well, to grand exercises, ah, that wrestling. May there be a little storming of the throne of grace, that thy name may be hallowed, that thy kingdom may come, and that thy will may be done. Lord, remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember all thy servants. May their number be increased. Remember the students, the theological school, especially the student who may speak an edifying word. Stand on his right and on his left, and may the labors be blessed. Wilt thou uphold the persecuted church, those in prison, those tortured for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Remember their families many times do not know where their loved ones are, many times in want, but, ah, Lord, may the persecuted church experience in a special way that thy dear Son sits at thy right hand, that he is the King of Kings, and that he is the Lord of Lords, everywhere present, and to experience his comfort. Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Remember all mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servants, the team with their families. May the labors be richly blessed. O wilt thou remember Bible translators and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth many times with great difficulties and impossibilities. O wilt thou make a way when there is no way. Lord, remember our many temporal needs. They are great. They are manifold. O wilt thou continue to provide for our daily bread, and wilt thou grant a heart to acknowledge thee when thou doest so. May there be those times that we may be given to see thy special providence, that we may become small, and that it may be the goodness of the Lord that leadeth to repentance. O wilt thou remember the sick and afflicted ones, the two fathers in the hospital. Thou knowest the concerns. They are many. They are great. Then we may humbly ask thee that the means may be blessed, and above all, that the callings may be sanctified. O wilt thou remember their wives. Remember the family circles. O wilt thou remember all those that are under the physician's care. O wilt thou remember the sick relatives. Give a prayer for one another. O wilt thou remember the handicapped ones with those that may care for them. Remember for body, remember for their mind above all. O wilt thou remember for their never dying soul. O Lord, remember the crosses, the burdens, the family circles, prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Then in the past week, then thou wast blessed the father and mother of family circle by renewal and married life. With the birth of a little daughter, thou wast spared life. Thou wast given life, Lord. O wilt thou grant a humble and a broken heart, and the prayers that they may be multiplied, that it may be a little daughter for thee, a little one for thy honor and for thy glory. Remember the grandparents. We remember all the mothers with the unborn, and wilt thou remember the barren ones amongst us. Remember the young couple, O hope to be united in holy matrimony toward the end of this week. Ah, Lord, may they be given to beg of thee, that thou may go before them as the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, that it may be a marriage for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. May they fervently be given to beg of thee, that thou may be present in a special way on their special day. Wilt thou remember all our young people. May it please thee to grant a husband and wife and the future with whom they may go through this life around the old truths and the old ways. Lord, be now mindful of us in this evening hour. May our eyes truly be upon thee. May thou send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion. Wilt thou grant that with a little freedom, with a little joy, we may be given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord with a yearning heart, that never dying souls may be saved, O Lord. If they are not saved, then they are forever lost. Wilt thou remember all the years that have come up to thy house. Remember all those in their dwellings. Wilt thou help the little children to listen and to understand Oh, well, thou take everything away that distracts. Oh, well, thou bind the Satan and grant a good evening in thy house. Oh, Lord, could it be an unforgettable evening? May thy name be glorified and thy kingdom come. Oh, well, thou pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 236, the four stanzas. By all whom thou wast made, be praise and worship paid through earth abroad. Thy name be glorified. There is none great beside. Matchless thy works abide, for thou art God. And what follows? 236, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 49, question and answer 124, which is the third petition. Answer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will, which is only good, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of a station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. Lord's Day number 49 speaks of the third petition, thy will be done, with three thoughts. In the first place, willingly renouncing our own will. In the second place, willingly submitting to God's will. And in the third place, willingly to perform our calling. The third petition, thy will be done. Willingly renouncing our own will, willingly submitting to God's will, and in the third place, willingly to perform our calling. Beloved congregation, then in the past weeks, then we have already considered two petitions. The first, hallowed be thy name. What a glorious petition that is. How is it in our life, congregation? Is the name glorified through and by us? Can our neighbor, can the community see that the Lord has the greatest place in our life? Has that ever become our desire? When we love someone, then we have a desire that such a one is praised, honored. Have we learned to love the Lord? And nearly 10 days of the first year have quickly run its course. And how has it been with that first petition? Has that brought us in the need? Has it brought us on our knees? Have we confessed our sins? And have we begged of the Lord for the work of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord may indeed be glorified by us, that we may have a little beginning, that we may be prepared people for a prepared place? Then the last Sabbath day, then we were given to consider thy kingdom come. What a desirable petition that is, that amongst us and our children, that the Lord may do a great work. In the first days of January, has there now been one converted, a boy or girl, a youth, a middle-aged, and an elderly one? Has there been a soul where it has now become different? Or do you say, but does the Lord still do those things? Ah, the Lord is still gathering the church. There is still room in the sheepfold of Jesus Christ for us and our children. May the Lord pour out a spirit and show us our lost condition, and that we may become a seeker and congregation when that takes place, when the Lord shows us that we are so lost, that we are traveling to eternity, then it is not only me, but then it is also my family, my fellow travelers. Then we have a desire that all people, from the youngest to the oldest, that they may be busy with these things, because the service of the Lord is such a good service. And now in this evening hour, then we have the third petition, and that is the most difficult. Does not begin with the third petition, that we become not overly discouraged. And then also this petition that leads us back to paradise. There the Lord has created Adam and Eve with a will, that the Lord may be honored, that the Lord may be praised. And now in our deep fallen Adam, we have not lost our will, but that will has become so perverse and contrary to the will of God. We have read it this afternoon. We shall read it once more. How our fathers have spoken of our will in the canons of Dort, a very beautiful expression. And then we read in Article 16, so also this grace of regeneration does not treat men as senseless stocks and blocks, nor takes away their will and its properties, neither does violence thereto, but spiritually quickens, heals, corrects, and at the same time sweetly and powerfully bends it, that where carnal rebellion and resistance formerly prevailed, a ready and a sincere spiritual obedience begins to reign. What a beautiful expression of the work of the Lord. Then in this Lord's Day, when it says, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, then we are called upon to speak about the will of God. The attributes of the Lord, they are not distinct from his essence. And in the Lord all is one. But for our simple and small minds, then it has pleased the Lord in the scriptures to speak in a simpler way, that with our minds we may understand a little, and by the work of the Holy Spirit to understand it further and deeper. Concerning the will of God, that is a sovereign will. That is an eternal will. It is unchangeable. It is also an effectual will. King Nebuchadnezzar, when he was restored after seven seasons, then he was given to make that beautiful confession that the Lord does it in the army of heaven and with the inhabitants upon the earth according to his will, and none can stay his hand or say, what doest thou? We read in Romans 9, verse 19, for who has resisted his will? And in Job 23, verse 13, but he is of one mind, and no one can turn him. Thus concerning that will of God, that shall be fulfilled, that shall be established. And now concerning that will of God, Elihu, in Job 36, verse 26, then he has said, God is great, and we understand him not. And to make it clear that our little minds, that we cannot understand that sovereign and that unchangeable will of God, then I may ask you a few questions concerning the brothers of Joseph. Was it now the will of God that those brothers of Joseph would sell Joseph into Egypt? What do you think, boys and girls and older ones? Was that now the will of God that Joseph would be sold into Egypt? And then I hear some think that they say no, because brothers, they must love one another. It is the will of God, according to his holy law, that we love God above all, and that we love our neighbor as ourself. Thus, your answer is good. But then in this evening, then I hear other ones say that it was the will of God. Thus first, no, but also yes, because Joseph would be used, that the family of Jacob, that they would be saved, and that the Messiah would be born. We could multiply it out concerning that Judas has betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. Was that now the will of God? Judas, he was called to love the Savior above all. Thus with Judas, then we could say no, but also it was necessary. It was the will of God the Father, the will of the Son, that he would be betrayed, and that he would be judged by Pontius Pilate, and that he would be hung on the cross, that the church may be saved. Thus then you see, congregation, that our minds are so little, and that we cannot fathom the Lord. But now to make it clear, and to that end, of course, the will of God, that is one holy divine will, that is one sovereign will, but for our little understanding, therefore by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then that will may be divided into two parts. We have learned it from Reverend Hellenbroek, that he has spoken of the secret will of God, that is hidden for us, but there is also spoken of the revealed will. We read thereof so clearly in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law. Thus that secret will, that is concerning his decree, the Lord shall fulfill it all, but that is hidden for us. It was in the secret will of God that Joseph, that he would go down into Egypt, and in a wonderful way, for the glorification of God's attributes, that the family of Jacob may be saved, and to that end, that the Savior may be born. And now concerning the revealed will, then that is our duty That is what we are called to obey. There are times when the Lord uses his revealed will for the fulfilling of a secret will. We have the example out of Genesis 22 where the Lord has tested the faith of Abram to offer a son Isaac on Mount Moriah. And that was that in Abram that he may receive a further assurance of that faith. And now concerning this petition, then your next question, because we must try to think along, then concerning this petition, then the question shall be asked when it says, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Does it now concern the revealed will of God or the secret will? And then we have stated that holy and divine will of God, that can never be separated. And therefore this petition, that speaks of both. The instructors, they have stressed the revealed will, but they have not excluded the secret will. And then the instructors, they have begun, that is, a grant that we and all men may renounce our own will. Thus that tells us, congregation, that our will by nature, that it is contrary to the holy will of God. When the instructors are saying grant, that is a prayer for the work of the Holy Spirit, and that in beginning, but also by renewal, because we have heard out of the canons of Dort, based upon God's holy word, that our will by nature, that it is stubborn, that it is rebellious, that it is contrary to the will of God. Oh, our will by nature, then it is a sinful will. It is a crooked will. It is an unwise will. It is a deluded will. We have become willing slaves of Satan. And to that end, a grant that we and all men, the instructor does not say grant unto the unconverted. The instructor does not say grant unto that rebellious world. No, the instructor says grant that we. The instructor, they have learned much on the school of King Jesus. And we must remember, congregation, when we consider the Lord's Prayer, that it is a dear child of God that has experienced so much the justification of the sinner. Oh, we have heard of the blessed things that the Catechism has spoken of. Thus it is a child that has been saved by free and sovereign grace, a child that has been led far. And now the instructor, in the way of gratitude, do you know what the church learns? We read in Romans 7, verse 18, I know that in me, that in my flesh dwelleth no good things, for the will to perform is present, but to perform it I find not. The good that I would, that I do not, and the evil that I would not, that I do. But yet, then in verse 22, but I delight in the law of God. Then he was further given to express, O wretched man, shall deliver me from the body of this death. But then he was also given to rejoice and to praise. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, thus a child that has received much God knowledge, much self knowledge, and also a knowledge of the Savior, then in this petition, grant that we and all men, that is the desire of the church, that all men, that they may be given to bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will. Originally, the catechism was written in Latin, and that word renounce, that actually means to dethrone and depose this congregation. Then this petition goes on acknowledging that the Lord, that he is the sovereign ruler over the heavens and over the earth, that he has given laws. It follows the second petition, thy kingdom come. And then we have heard on the past Sabbath day that in a kingdom there is a king, there are subjects, but then the king also gives laws to obey, thus to renounce our own will. And then we have heard it, with sweet bending of the will. Thus do you hear, congregation, it is not forced, but it is the work of the Holy Spirit. There can be prisoners of war. Undoubtedly you have read of them. Concentration camps. Death through torture. Oh, how good we have it yet. But that through torture also the persecuted church, then the Lord has many times upheld them. But in those concentration camps that there were prisoners whose will has been broken, and that they have obeyed willingly whatever they were told to be. But that is not a sweet bending. That is not how the Lord works. He does not force people. The Lord does not stand over his people with a stick that they must obey. No, the Lord has a willing people in the day of his power. I read in Psalm 110, could give another example, a lion that loves to run about in nature. Then a lion may be captured and he may be put in the cage and he may be tamed somewhat, but he is still a lion. Thus the instructors, when they say grant, then they are asking for a new heart in beginning and a sanctified heart in the furtherance of the way. Our second thought, a willing submitting to God's will. And then we read, that is, grant that we and all men may renounce our own will and without murmuring obey thy will. As then the instructors, then they have said, without murmuring. It is not forced, of course. Our children, we must be taught out of this holy word of God, that our conscience may be formed. It is a great blessing when we may keep a tender conscience, when we may have great respect for God's holy word, a deep impression that it is necessary that we walk according to this word, a deep impression that the Lord is the sovereign ruler, that he is the fountain of all good, and that blessedness is not to be found in disobeying, but in walking according to this word. That can keep us from much trouble, from many consequences of sin. Thus a blessing to have a tender conscience. But congregation, we need more. We need that love as shed abroad in our heart, a love for the Lord, a love for His Word, a love for His law, a deep impression of our sinnership, that our sins, that they bring about that separation that can never be bridged over from our side, and that the wages of sin is death. Thus, without murmuring, renounce our will and given to obey the will of God. This true God's people, they only have a small beginning. Think of the Apostle Paul, Saul on the way to Damascus. When the Lord stopped him, then he had two questions. Who art thou, Lord? Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And then the second question, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Has that become our questions? Who art thou, Lord? That we may learn more of him, that he may manifest himself, learn more of self. And that as a poor sinner, then it becomes the desire when we love someone, right, boys and girls? When you love your father and mother, then it is good that you honor and obey them, that you do your best. You must ask the Lord, because through our fall, we have also our will. As fathers and mothers concerning the will of children, how soon it becomes evident in the life of little children that they have their own little will. But now the instructors have said, obey thy will, which is only good. And now concerning this petition, thy will be done, does not say part of his will, part of the scriptures, but all of his will. And further, that it is with the right motive and the right purpose. Tis in the part of sanctification. Then we see already congregation at Mount Sinai, the church comes in their guilt, and how necessary and precious that Christ becomes in his threefold office, but also with the explanation of the third petition to willingly, when God's people may be in the right place. But they learn that that flesh, that old man, is never converted, and to that end the strife. But now not only concerning the revealed will of God, but also concerning the secret will of God, because we read to renounce our own will and without murmuring. And when we read in this petition, thy will be done, that will shall be done, there is none that can hinder the will of God. But then in this petition, then there is a bowing and adoring of this will, and that the Lord may ride triumphantly throughout this world, that he may manifest his majesty and his power. But now concerning the will of God, then it has much connection to Lord's Day number 10. And then concerning the advantage of providence, we can remember those 3 points, especially the older ones, to be patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and in all future things, to trust the Lord. Oh, then this petition, Oh, what a difficult petition when the Lord holds those difficult ways in our life. Ask widowers, ask widows, ask parents who have brought children to the grave. What a difficult petition, not only to agree, but to rejoice in the will of God. Have many examples in the Bible. Oh, that true submission to be given to adore and to rejoice. That as well as done, that is special grace. What a grace it is in the life of a child of God to let God be God in all our ways. Not to question, not to resist, not to rebel. O Asaph, in Psalm 73, he was given to see the wicked, no troubles. Everything went smooth, and he had trouble every morning. Do you know what Asaph has experienced? Oh, when he went into the sanctuary, and then he has written that he was a beast before the Lord concerning this petition and the exercise thereof. We have beautiful examples in the scripture. I think of Job one day. Of four messengers, heavy tidings. The last messenger, the heaviest tiding. With the first three, his family was still in the land of the living. The fourth messenger, 10 children, taken into eternity. And what did Job say? Ah, that was the grace in Job. Naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return. The Lord has given. The Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is true. Oh, do you know what the church experiences? That they are blessed moments when we may let God be God, but that many times they are so short. Then in Job 2, when he was smitten with sores, then Job said unto his wife, shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord, and not evil in all these things? Job sinned not with his lips, seemed that it was stirring in his heart. And then in Job 3, he is cursed the day of his birth. We have the example of the priest Eli. He is not disposed, not put his two sons from the office of priest. And then through that little Samuel, then heavy judgments were declared. And then in 1 Samuel 3 verse 18, then that Eli was given to say, by the grace of God, by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, 'tis the Lord, let him do what seemeth right in his sight. We have read together from 2 Samuel 15, David, because of his sin, what he has done. God's people, they sin not cheap. But then David, persecuted by Absalom, and then he has fled from Jerusalem. And then as Zadok and Abiathar, they have come with the Ark of the Covenant, all with desire that the Ark would go with the lawful king, that it would go with David, but all with David, an impression, send everything away. What was taking place was all his sin, was all his guilt, and to that end, he has left Jerusalem, and then he has spoken those precious words. And the king said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city, if I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he say thus, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I, let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. David was given to experience, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Are there any other more examples, boys and girls? Are there more examples in the Bible of one that was given to fulfill this petition to the fullest? Have you been waiting for it? Then let us go to the Garden of Gethsemane, the Son's will that was swallowed up in the Father's will. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the Father has handed that cup of wrath filled with the sins of his church, it was so terrible that the Son has prayed, ask his Holy Father whether there was an other way, perhaps, that the church may be saved and his attributes glorified. And then he has prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I wilt, but as thou wilt. The Lord has a people that needs that precious Savior also to atone for the sins against that third petition. Let us first sing. Psalter 366, the three stanzas. Not haughty is my heart, and not lofty is my pride. I do not seek to know the things God's wisdom hath denied. And what follows? 366, the three stanzas. Thank you. the third petition, thy will be done. Willingly renouncing her own will, willingly submitting to God's will. In congregation, when the Lord sends trials and afflictions, then how necessary that we are given to beg, that we are spared from rebellion and rising up against the Lord, but that the Lord may grant a deep impression of our sinnership, of our unworthiness, and that the way of afflictions, that he may be sanctified. I have read of a dear child of God, an old father and mother. They were not so rich, had but a little farm. And then it has pleased the Lord, had some chickens, to send disease, the pest, and his chickens. A difficult way, each morning to come to the chicken coop and see more dead chickens and sick chickens. And then there was a morning that there was one left, and he could not bow. And do you know what he has done, a dear child of God? Then he has turned the neck of the last chicken, and he says, Lord, here is the last one. Ah, the Lord has visited. Was a time that he soon came into guilt. And therefore, when the Lord grants prosperity, congregation, we can easily speak of these things. And we can speak to people that are afflicted. And we know exactly how it must go. But when the Lord sends trials, and when we consider the seriousness of the time, everything that has taken place already with the virus and what the consequences shall further be, we have many reasons to fear. And when the Lord comes with greater judgments, and when the Lord shall come with persecution, when we are called to make the choice for God's word or to go with along with the world, then what do we need? To renounce our own will and to ask the Lord that he may take us by heart and by hand, an impression that the Lord maketh no mistakes. What a deep way it is. And 'tis so necessary and profitable when the Lord sends those trials and afflictions to have a deep impression that it is not outside the providence of the Lord, and that it has pleased the Lord to lay this particular affliction, this particular cross upon us, and to be given to humbly beg the Lord that he may give strength, that he may grant courage, that he may grant submission, and above all, that the afflictions, that he may be sanctified, that it may be for the saving of our never-dying soul, yet a few words concerning our third point, willingly to perform our calling. Maybe when we have heard the answer, of course, the older ones, we have heard it many times, but maybe there are younger ones in our midst, when they have heard the answer, that they were very surprised that the instructors would become so practical and speak of our daily life, because then they have added that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties. Thus, when they say that so everyone may attend, that follows the renouncing of our own will and a bowing, obeying of his revealed will and submission and adoring of his secret will, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of a station and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels in heaven. Then the instructors, they are given to speak that this petition, that it is in perfection in the heavens by the Son of God at the right hand of the Father, by the souls of the saints, because in heaven there is perfection, but also by the angels. And then we know that the angels, boys and girls, that the angels are portrayed in the Bible, heaven wings. And they have wings that they may willingly, cheerfully, rejoicingly, and obediently obey the Lord. Thus, to make it simple, boys and girls, the Lord in heaven, he never has to ask an angel two times to perform a message, to bring a message, or whatever it may be that they are called to do, but they immediately obey. And now the instructors, that everyone may attend to and perform the duties of a station and calling. Then maybe our boys and girls think that speaks of my father and mother, the father earning the daily bread. Read that in the marriage form. The mother in her household, according to Titus 2, the verses 4 and 5, the place where the Lord has placed us. But when we read of a station and calling, that also includes boys and girls, because the Lord has given you also a place in the midst of a family circle, and then you are also called as willingly as the angels in heaven to honor your parents, to be obedient to them, to do your best in your studies. Thus this petition, this last part of the explanation, that applies to each and every one of us. What a privilege and blessing it is that we may have a station, that the Lord grants work to do. With the virus, how many millions of people have become unemployed? What a difficulties, what a stress, thus what a privilege and what a blessing that we may have a station and a calling, whoever we may be, also for the older people. In the Bible, we do not read of retirement. Of course, that does not mean when we become older and our strength lessens that we may not do less, but let our elderly ones always have an impression that the Lord has a place for us, a calling, a duty, in the midst of the family circle, in the midst of the church, in the midst of the school, that we may also help out where our help is needed, as willingly and faithfully as the angels in heaven. Then I hear one think, but those angels, those holy angels, they have not come under the consequences of sin. An angel is never sick, never tired, never overwhelmed. There is perfection. But with our labors, that is a fruit of the curse. Genesis 3, verse 17, we are called to labor in the sweat of our face. Fathers, with their daily labors, can be overwhelming. Ask mothers with their many children in the household, the daytime, sometime up a whole night. When a child is fussy or sick, we have many mothers, then how overwhelming it can be. And then we experience that we are not sinless angels, but that we are mortal men. Then we may tell the Lord how it is and ask the Lord to help. I read in Hebrews 4, the verses 15 and 16 concerning the church of God. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was tempted in all things as we are, sin excepted. Oh, what a comfort for the church. That sympathizing high priest. He has assumed our human nature. He was tired. He was wearied. He was hungry. He was thirsty. And to that end, he sympathizes with his church. Then we have heard by renewal that the third petition, that it is very deep, and that it is very broad. And then by renewal, reasons that we may come on our knees and that we may ask the Lord that he may take us by heart and hand, that he may convert us, that we may willingly obey his commands, a desire, and also for the church. Oh, concerning this petition for all of us, then we need that precious Lamb of God, the Son of God, who has shed his blood, who has paid for the sins of his children, also for the sins concerning this third petition. Then we all need that precious Savior, who has declared in John 4, verse 34, my meat is to do the will of him that has sent me and to finish his work. Then he has declared in John 9, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. May we be given to pray with the psalmist, Psalm 134, verse 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Amen. Let us close. Lord, when we have heard the third petition, may we be given to turn unto ourselves, and may we be given to cry unto thee for thy spirit, for thy help, and for thy Son. We have also heard concerning our labors. Lord, wilt thou grant help O wilt thou grant strength. O wilt thou grant rejoicing in our labors. And when we are overwhelmed, and may we come on our knees and ask for thy help, Lord. It is a difficult petition. We commend unto thee all those whose ways are through deep waters. Wilt thou uphold them, a place underneath thy everlasting arms, spread over them thy gracious wings, and wilt thou grant courage from day to day, with the realization 'tis a burden, a loss, a cross, which thou hast laid upon them. Lord, we may commence another week. May it please thee to graciously watch over us and our children. Wilt thou keep from harm and danger. Wilt thou grant strength and courage to take up our labors in the day of tomorrow. Wilt thou remember from the youngest to the oldest. Remember the consistory when they hope to meet in this week. Wilt thou gather with us, grant a prayer for one another, bring us safely to our homes. We may acknowledge thee that thou wast given in other Lord's day, also for thy help. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 415, let us only sing the second stanza. Unto me, O Lord Jehovah, show thy ways and teach thou me, so that by thy Spirit guided clearly, I thy paths may see and what follows. 415, only the second stanza.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.